Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Advances in prostate cancer screening have helped save thousands of men's lives, but early detection can lead to treatments that cause terrible side effects, even when the cancers are so small they pose no long-term health risks. Now, new research out of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston shows that some men diagnosed with prostate cancer could be better off not getting any treatment at all. WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer.
When scientists developed the prostate cancer test called PSA screening about 20 years ago, it began to find prostate cancers at much earlier stages. That meant men could start aggressive early treatment. But PSA screening has also been criticized for driving so much early detection that prostate cancer is now overdiagnosed.
PSA screening is a double-edged sword.
That's Martin Sanda, director of the Prostate Cancer Center at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He says early detection has reduced prostate cancer deaths. That's the good news. But
the flip side is that detecting these cancers so early, we recognize that they are not tumors that are apt to cause any harm anytime in the near term or even foreseeable future for many men.
Some men with prostate cancer can live their whole lives without any symptoms, but many men get treatment anyway as soon as they're diagnosed. And those treatments, usually surgery or radiation, can cause sexual dysfunction and urinary and bowel problems that hurt their quality of life. So Sanda and a group of other researchers looked at more than 3,000 men diagnosed with prostate cancer and studied the outcomes of those who decided not to get treatment right away or at all.
About half of the patients who didn't undergo treatment immediately, meaning in the first year when they were diagnosed, were still doing fine and had not undergone treatment 10 or 15 years later, which is quite a lot of patients.
The study also shows that the difference in death rates between men who had and hadn't sought treatment was statistically insignificant. Sanda cautions that the men who didn't seek treatment had been diagnosed with low-risk tumors. So the no-treatment option isn't right for everyone, he says. But Sanda adds that what he calls watchful waiting is one of the options that men with low-risk prostate tumors should consider.
Throwing yet another option in the mix, in many ways, doesn't make the decision easier for patients or their doctors, but it's a very important option to put on the table. Is this man's cancer one that needs to be treated right away, or is it one that can be monitored?
The idea that a cancer wouldn't immediately be treated can require a major change of thinking. Jonathan Simons is president of the Prostate Cancer Foundation in Santa Monica, California.
When I was in medical school, I was told if it's a tumor, when in doubt, cut it out. This study shows that if it's a very low-grade, low-stage, low-risk tumor, patients should understand they may not need surgery immediately or radiation.
But Simon says the decision not to treat prostate cancer immediately does require a different kind of commitment.
In making the decision that you may not need surgery, you have to make the decision that you need to be much more carefully monitored the rest of your life.
And for many men diagnosed with prostate cancer, that lifelong vigilance could be worth the trade-off. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.